We spoke to Bobby Sanabria in August about his latest CD, Big Band Urban Folktales, which, by the way, has just been nominated for a Grammy. Bobby grew up in the South Bronx, listening to everything from funk to rock to Afro-Cuban sounds, including the masterworks of men who would become his musical heroes, including Tito Puente and Chico O'Farrell. Today, Bobby Sanabria wants us to meet another Latin legend. Francisco Raul Gutierrez Grillo, better known as Machito. This is Tintindio from the album Kenya by Machito and his band, the Afro-Cubans. Bobby Sanabria joins us from our studios in New York. Bobby, thanks very much for being back with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Scott. Thank you.
And congratulations on your Grammy nomination, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. And congratulations to all of my musicians who, without them, we wouldn't have gotten it.
And we mentioned we're listening to Tintindio. It certainly has the signatures of Afro-Cuban jazz, the syncopated Latin rhythms, the lone jazz trumpeter, and the rest of the horn section comes in. What was different about Machito's arrangement from the other dance bands of that era?
The Machito Afro-Cubans were the leaders. They were the first band to successfully wed the complex and rich harmonic style of jazz arranging technique and also featured great virtuosic jazz improvisers with authentic Afro-Cuban rhythms that we inherited from West Africa and crystallized into new forms on the island of Cuba, like mambo, cha-cha-cha, guaguancó, etc., etc.
How did Machito's sound influence players like Eddie Palmieri and Willie Colon, who've become big international salsa stars?
Well, they were the standard bearer. There was no other band like it at the time. We can trace all of the modern innovations in terms of modernism in the music to the Machito Afro-Cubans.
Help us understand how you arrange a piece of music like this, why it's so demanding.
Well, first of all, you have a saxophone section, you have a trombone section, you have a trumpet section, and then you have a rhythm section that's amplified. The standard rhythm section for jazz would be acoustic bass, piano, and drums, but then you have congas and bongo and timbales added into the mix. So you have this battery of percussion and these three horn sections, so you really have to know your craft in terms of the writing.
He was born in Havana, as I understand it, the early 1900s, the son of a cigar manufacturer, was a professional musician really in his teenage years. Then he emigrated to the U.S. in 1937, and 3 years later, he debuted with his own band at the Park Plaza Ballroom.
That's right, on 110th Street and 5th Avenue. That's like our Mecca in the world of Latino music. The great thing about this band is it was truly the first multiracial band, and for that, besides Machito, the great frontman of the orchestra, the vocalist, we have to thank Mario Bauza, who was the musical director and conceived this band fusing jazz arranging techniques.
With Machito's brother-in-law, too, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Let's listen to another clip, if we could. Fasten your seatbelt. We're going to hear the track Frenzy. What's Cannonball Adderley doing on this album? How did he get to Machito?
Well, once the orchestra was seen and heard by the jazz public in the 40s, every jazz musician of note wanted to perform and hopefully record with the orchestra. So people like Buddy Rich, Charlie Parker, and in this case, Cannonball Adderley played with the orchestra and recorded with them.
What kind of creative relationship did he and Machito have?
Well, when musicians get together from different realms, they invariably create something new. The music that was produced on this album came from several sources. First, Mario Bauza and the pianist Ray Hernandez. A.K. Salim, who had worked with Dizzy Gillespie's big band, writing for them. Mr. Ray Santos, the great arranger and composer, who was also in the saxophone section on this recording. So this was an example of the great cultural and musical interchange that was happening at the time between the jazz community and the Latino community in New York City, and still exists till this day.
Now, tell us what's happening with the rhythms here, because it's notably faster than anything else on the album.
Right, well, this is, in Cuban music, this is what we call a rumba abierta, an open rumba. And this is a style of rhythm that's basically to feature the virtuosity of the drummers. And on here, the conga soloist is the great Carlos Patato Valdez, who just recently passed away. My favorite track on this album is Blues a la Machito, which features the great trumpet solo work of Mr. Joe Newman, who was with the Count Basie Orchestra. Imagine the Count Basie Orchestra, the musicians coming to the Mambo Palace of the day, the Palladium Ballroom on West 53rd Street, and they have just taken a break from playing at Birdland, which was on West 52nd and Broadway. And Mario Bazan Machito start inviting the guys up on stage. And you say to yourself, man, I wonder what it's going to sound like. Well, it would sound something like this.
Now, I hear the swing. There's a Latin percussion line underneath, but it's more subtle.
That's right. And you have cha-cha-cha going on underneath, and that kind of swing phrasing on top. Very, very hard to do, but they pull it off beautifully. And then these bebop horn lines with this modern harmonic concept going on underneath with the saxophones while the trumpets and trombones are punching against it. Very hip, very swinging, very funky, and very soulful.
What do you hear today, Bobby, that might lead you to every now and then say, boy, that traces back to Machito?
My own music. I mean, everything that we do is has some root with this orchestra. I mean, it's amazing the people that came from this orchestra. Doc Cheatham, although he's known by the jazz community, but Doc Cheatham for many, many years played in this orchestra. Many other great soloists like Candido, like Patato, like Joe Newman, like Curtis Fuller. These people all had something to do with the Machito Afro-Cubans. And of course, the greatest person that has come from this orchestra was the incredible Maestro Tito Puente.
Bobby, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks to your audience for listening.
Bobby Sinabra, his new CD, Big Band Urban Folk Tales, has just been nominated for a Grammy. Bobby also teaches at the Manhattan School of Music and the New School in New York City. To hear our first interview with Bobby Sinabria and to discover more great Afro-Latino music, you can come to our new music website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We'll be right back.